Report language provides official guidance from Congress on how statutory language should be enforced by other government agencies, and the Santorum language should be understood in this light. It made explicit Congress's rejection of the idea that students only need to learn about the dominant scientific view of controversial topics. The Santorum language clarifies that public school students are entitled to learn that there are differing scientific views on issues such as biological evolution. Many Darwinists refuse to acknowledge that there are differing scientific views on biological evolution. In 2000, Eugenie C. Scott claimed that evidence against evolution is just a euphemism for creation science. In 2003, Scott and Glenn Branch, both officials of the NCSC, the same organization that helped to destroy DeHart's public school teaching career, wrote in the journal Trends in Ecology and Evolution that students are unlikely to be able to understand both sides of the controversy, and although teaching the controversy sounds fair, it is unfair to pretend to students that a controversy exists in science where none does. In the same journal in 2004, Stephen C. Meyer pointed out that Scott herself has acknowledged that there is a significant scientific debate about the sufficiency of the neo-Darwinian mechanism of natural selection acting on random mutations, and that many evolutionary biologists now disagree over universal common descent. Meyer concluded, "Teaching students about scientific controversies is less a matter of fairness than it is a matter of full scientific disclosure." Scott and Branch replied that the controversies are much narrower than Meyer implied, and they concluded by questioning his motivations, agenda, and methods. But Meyer's alleged motivations are irrelevant. As we have seen in previous chapters, Darwinism has serious problems with the evidence, and some highly qualified scientists are skeptical of its exaggerated claims. Shouldn't science students be permitted to learn about them? Of course, this is not the same as teaching intelligent design. If Darwinists are opposed to mentioning scientific problems with their view, you would think they would be even more opposed to mentioning intelligent design. Yet Darwinists have been discussing ID in public school science classes for years. Teach ID, but do it badly. Biology textbooks have been mentioning intelligent design since the late 1990s, but only to misrepresent and disparage it. In his 1998 Evolutionary Biology, Douglas J. Futuima wrote that biblical creationists adopted the camouflage of teaching that the complexity of living things can be explained only by intelligent design. The 2002 edition of Peter H. Raven and George B. Johnson's Biology claimed that the intelligent design argument is easily answered, since complex structures like eyes evolved as a progression of slight improvements.